It's Brian and Tricia, and we are Quixie 98.3. Back in the 16th century, the French astronomer Nostradamus predicted there would be a zombie apocalypse this year. As such, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, yes, a federal entity, has updated its zombie preparedness section on their website.
Seriously?
That section was originally launched back in 2011. The CDC makes it very clear it's a joke, but the information they do give to people is general disaster preparedness guidance. For example, the stuff they're telling you to have stashed in your home and to keep is just good things to have in case of a natural disaster like a tornado, a hurricane, or a flood.
Uh-huh.
Like 1 gallon of water per person per day, first aid supplies, plenty of staple goods, food, etc. They also point out you're a goner anyway if a zombie bites you, but you might need to treat basic cuts and lacerations in a zombie apocalypse. Lee Clark, a sociology professor at Rutgers, says zombies are just more interesting and that's what draws people in. This is still really good details. Just take the word zombie out.
Well, you know, I mean, there's something to that. I did learn a lot when I watched Walking Dead.
Yeah.
I learned a lot about zombie apocalypse and what I needed to have to be prepared. So the Walking Dead helped me.
Sure. I still watch it.
I can't believe it's still on.
Yeah. Well, and they're calling it season 10C.
10C?
So here was the deal. There was supposed to be a fall and a spring of The Walking Dead.
Okay.
They do that every year. They chop it in half, and it's two seasons technically, but it's one long season. Well, the pandemic happened for real, and they weren't able to finish 10B. And so they had to drag that out, and it was months and months and months and months and months later. They finally got to show what originally should have been the end of season 10. Now what we're seeing was supposed to be the beginning of season 11, but they've also shortened the run of the series. They're going to finish this up. There'll be a long break, and then there will be one more season of the regular original Walking Dead, and then it's over.
Oh, okay, then it's over.
But there's still Fear the Walking Dead and The Walking Dead, The World Beyond, and then there's still some vignette stuff coming, and then there's the special thing they're doing with Rick.
Well,
and
Rick is still alive. That's when I stopped watching it, was when the...
Spoiler alert, Rick's alive.
And I'm not even watching it, but I just assumed that when he went off in the helicopter with the trash lady, or not with her, but had something to do with her.
Yeah.
And never saw Rick again.
That's a good way to call her, the trash lady.
Well, I didn't know. Does she have a name? I don't even know.
Yeah, I forgot what it was, though. She was weird. And the weird way they would talk backwards and everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's when it ended for me. It was like, okay, how far can they stretch this? Well, clearly they can keep stretching it.
Yes. Well, I'm committed and watching all the Dead episodes of all the Dead shows. I watch all of them. But I have given up on a lot of TV shows over the years. I am going to watch Grey's Anatomy to the bitter end. It's one of the only things Donna and I started together that we still watch together that we always watch. So I'm in for Grey's Anatomy as long as it's around.
How long's that been around?
17 years.
Whew.
The other thing that I watched from the beginning to the end, and there were years I wanted to give up on it, was Lost.
Oh, I never tried.
It was good when it was good. And when it was bad, it was definitely bad. So, yeah.
It was Lost.
Yeah, there were times. So, yeah, I'm in on the Dead thing until it's over. It's not that I always enjoy every single episode, but I do like the connectivity of everything. There is an overarching universal story that is being told. It's a big thing about humanity, and it's really, really interesting to me, but I can get how people got bored with it and went, yeah, I'm tired.
I thought it was great. They did such a good job of, you know, like you said, it has to do with humanity and how do you survive in different situations. And I was really intrigued by the whole thing. And then it just got to be where it was like, okay, now they're trying a little too hard.
Yeah. And who knows what it would be like if we had a giant apocalypse like that. I don't know what the world would be like, but it is interesting to think about. What I always found the most fascinating was I would identify with a character. I would be like, okay, if this happened, I would be like this guy.
Yeah.
Or this lady is how I would be. And for a long time, I thought I was Carol. I would be someone that had started off, maybe my life wasn't great before the apocalypse, and then I would find ways to improve myself.
Yeah.
I would become stronger. I would become a leader. And then she shot that little girl, and I'm like, okay, I'm not Carol. Definitely not Carol. I've decided now, out of everybody, I'm probably Eugene.
Oh, okay.
I can't fight. I'm not really anybody that anybody would want to be in love with or, you know, like have a relationship with, but I'm really, really helpful and I'm kind of smart.
Oh, Eugene.
So I'm probably a big chicken and I'm Eugene.